Welcome to a special edition of Created to Reign. Today, March 25, we celebrate the birth of Norman Borlaug, a great agricultural scientist who developed new strains of many different staple crops, launching what has been called the Green Revolution, with food production skyrocketing, rising much faster than population, earning him the title the man who fed the world or the man who fed a billion people, and the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm Cal Beissner, president of the Cornwall Alliance. Today's episode of Created to Reign will be composed of some scripture readings focused on God's creation, or on God's care for the world's poor, plus prayers, some written by co-host David LeGates, whose voice you'll recognize, some written by me, and others, which I'll read, written by people just like you. May these prayers bless you, and may they please God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly praise your names. You are the Father of all creation, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the God of all heaven, the foundation stone, the Good Shepherd, the I Am. You are our Judge, our Savior, and our Redeemer. We praise you for your righteousness, your unequaled power, your wisdom, and your healing and restorative spirit. You and you alone are the only one deserving of praise and worship. Provide us with your sovereign guidance and direction in the ways you would have us to go, and develop us into the persons you would have us to be. We repent of our sins. And thank you, O dear Lord, for the saving grace provided to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. As we pray in your Son's precious name, amen. O Lord of hosts, guide and direct our thoughts, minds, and deeds. As you taught us in 1 Corinthians, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. We often are blind to the issues around us, to the people who need comfort and assistance, to the damage to others that we unwittingly do. Make us ever mindful of the needs of others and that our actions have consequences. Guide our thoughts, our words, our deeds, so that our presentation to the world will be more Christ-like and that others will come to know you through our witness of your perfection. Direct our hearts and lead our paths, so that we may glorify you and join with all of heaven in praising your beloved name. Amen. Number 3. Creator God, we thank you for the beautiful wisdom of your creation. You created everything we see, hear, feel, and experience, and you proclaimed it all to be good. As spring begins, we see signs of life returning from its winter hiatus. Grass begins to grow again, trees are budding, and flowers are sprouting, ready to bloom in the coming weeks. We pray that this would be a harbinger of our future. The world has forsaken you, denied you, and done all it can to destroy the memory of you. But the light of your love and glory cannot be hidden. Your power and majesty cannot be destroyed. You alone are the only one who can bring revival to your people and restore us to you through your loving grace. May your name forever be praised. Amen. Psalm 91. One who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will lodge in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who rescues you from the net of the trapper and from the deadly plague. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may take refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and wall. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the plague that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that devastates at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the retaliation against the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil will happen to you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. On their hands they will lift you up so that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will walk upon the lion and cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Because he has loved me, I will save him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. O Lord, the great Elohim of Genesis, may thy creative abilities and desires be praised. We thank you for the design of our complex and ordered universe. We pray that you grant us the wisdom and the ability to be good stewards of your creation and to use it wisely, as you taught the Pharisees to love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our minds, as well as to love our neighbors as ourselves. Provide us with wisdom to shepherd your creation in such a way that glorifies you and allows us to care for those in need. Teach us that the natural resources you have given to us are not to be protected or hoarded, rather they are to be used wisely to fulfill the law and the teachings of the prophets. As King David wrote, "I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." Amen.
Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a cloak, stretching out heaven like a tent curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks upon the wings of the wind. He makes the winds his messengers, flaming fire his ministers. He established the earth upon its foundations so that it will not totter forever and ever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters were standing above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the sound of your thunder they hurried away. The mountains rose. The valleys sank down to the place which you established for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass over, so that they will not return to cover the earth. He sends forth springs in the valleys, so they flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of the heavens dwell. They lift up their voices among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine which makes man's heart glad, so that he may make his face glisten with oil and food which sustains man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds build their nests, and the stork whose home is the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the cliffs are a refuge for the Shephanim. He made the moon for the seasons, the sun knows the place of its setting. You appoint darkness, and it becomes night, in which all the beasts of the forest prey about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until evening. O Lord, how many are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. There is the sea, great and broad, in which are swarms without number, animals both small and great. There the ships move along, and Leviathan, which you have formed to sport in it. They all wait for you to give them their food in due season. You give to them, they gather it up, you open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take away their spirit, they expire and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord be glad in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Let my meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you seeking your guidance and wisdom as we navigate the complexities of environmental challenges. We pray for a culture of life that values and protects all of your creation and values human life as created in your image. Grant us the discernment to distinguish between genuine concerns and climate paranoia, and help us make decisions rooted in truth, reason, and compassion. May we be faithful stewards of the world you have entrusted to us, working diligently to address environmental issues while promoting human flourishing and progress. Let your love and mercy prevail as we strive to build a society that honors both the sanctity of life, biblical earth stewardship, and the utmost care for the poor. Heavenly Father, having seen death by hunger in India when I was a child, and severe malnutrition in sub-Saharan Africa as an adult, I thank you for the work of Norman Borlaug, who received the honor of the Nobel Peace Prize and whom we at the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation honor on this, his birthday, March 25. Thank you for giving him the understanding and the self-discipline necessary to develop many new varieties of corn, wheat, rice, and other staple crops that were more resistant to disease, drought, flooding, heat, and cold. Thank you that through his work, crop yields multiplied, rising faster than population, making food more affordable for billions of people around the world. Thank you that you have given many other people gifts of mind and body by which they too serve their neighbors near and far. Thank you for farmers and truck drivers and food processors and grocers and doctors and nurses and legislators and regulators, for lawyers and pastors and builders and computer programmers, for fathers and mothers. For all the many gifts and vocations you have given to men and women made in your image, by which they follow your example as producers and stewards, enhancing the fruitfulness, beauty, and safety of the earth, to your glory and the benefit of their neighbors. I ask you now to pour out your Spirit on people everywhere to serve one another, following Christ's example, who said that he, the Son of Man, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. In his name I pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, America seems more polarized today than at any time in the memory of those now living. Passionate disagreements about how to honor and respect human life and dignity, about sexuality, about the very meaning of terms like freedom and justice, and man and woman, and good and evil, result in people's treating each other with disdain and contempt instead of respect and mutual love. O Lord, please bring revival, reformation, and renewal to this country. Let there be in your churches a renewed hunger and love for your word, for all of your word, gospel and law, its revelation of your wisdom, power, justice, holiness, goodness, truth, and love, and its revelation of your hatred of sin and unbelief and of your love for sinners. May your people be moved by your Holy Spirit to tell more and more of their neighbors about your Son, Jesus Christ, and how they can be cleansed of sin and gain fellowship with you through faith in him. And may the pastors in your churches boldly proclaim the whole counsel of God, from the whole Word of God to the whole people of God, for the glory of God alone. So I pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, our only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. O Lord my God, I thank you for the publication of the Cornwall Alliance's new book, Climate and Energy, The Case for Realism. Thank you for the generous efforts of all 16 of its authors. Thank you for the hard work of its editors at Regnery Publishing and for the work of those at Skyhorse Publishing now who are striving to make its impact as broad and deep as they can. Lord, I pray that many, many thousands of people will read this book with careful thought, and that among those will be people responsible for setting public policy in America and other countries. I pray that reading the book will help them understand what policies will best promote human well-being all over the world, and, at the same time, steward the earth you have put under human dominion. May it clear away many falsehoods and exaggerations about climate change and energy, and protect billions of people from impoverishment through unwise policies, or even policies specifically intended to reduce human numbers out of unjustified fears that large human populations threaten this planet with destruction. May its publication promote wisdom, justice, liberty, and prosperity in America and around the world, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Gracious God, we beseech you to comfort the world's poor in their times of need. Provide them with the necessities of life and help them find a way out of the darkness of poverty. Strengthen the organizations and individuals who work tirelessly to serve the poor and multiply their efforts to bring hope and transformation. Amen. A prayer based on Psalm 95. We praise you for our salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask that you forgive our sins and we repent of worshiping the creation instead of the Creator. We are thankful for the gift of life, physical birth, and spiritual birth. Forgive us for tolerating the evil of abortion. Forgive us for tolerating the evil of divorce. We pray for sexual abstinence before marriage, marriage for life, and children who are cherished and raised to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Please give us wisdom and discernment as we wait for your return. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Father in heaven, I thank you for the many generous donors to the Cornwall Alliance. Lord, their sacrificial giving enables the Cornwall Alliance's staff to work, day in and day out, all year round, to teach the public and policymakers about biblical earth stewardship, economic development for the poor, and the wonderful news that sinners like me can be reconciled to you, the Holy God, by your grace alone, through your gift of faith in Christ alone, who died to atone for our sins, and who was raised from the dead for our justification. I confess, Father, that my zeal sometimes flags, that fatigue gets the best of me, and I don't doubt that of my colleagues sometimes feel the same way. But we are encouraged, Lord, by the continued generosity of those who give, some in large amounts, some in small, but all with generous hearts. Thank you for them. And may you bless them greatly in soul and body, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Almighty God, we lift up the world's poor to you, asking for your divine intervention in their lives. Grant them strength, hope, and opportunities to overcome their circumstances and break the chains of poverty. May your love and compassion shine upon them and guide the hearts of the fortunate to extend a helping hand. Thank you for listening to this special edition of Created to Reign. May these prayers encourage you to pray more day by day. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.